Canva.
6 years ago, Nick and I were designing the pitch deck for our media company.
Yeah, we didn't want it to look like some amateur college PowerPoint. We wanted to impress investors. So we made our first pitch deck on Canva.
Canva is the easy-to-use online design platform for presentations, social media posts, physical flyers, anything you can design.
Canva turns you into a digital Da Vinci, delighting your audience with design.
They got these color palettes that you can use. It makes your work look beautiful.
We used presentation templates that were available for free and then customized them for our company.
And guess what? That summer, we sold that company, Market Snacks, thanks to the deck we built with Canva.
Oh, and funny thing, we still use Canva today for all our design projects.
So Yetis, start designing today at canva.com.
Canva, designed for work.
This episode is sponsored by Audible, the home of storytelling.
Protect her.
That's from the opening chapter of The Last Thing He Told Me.
Or is it protect her?
It's protect her.
Yeah, it's like that.
It's a thrilling mystery my wife and I listened to on Audible.
It actually got adapted into a TV show, but it was way more riveting as an audiobook, wasn't it, man?
It's about a tech executive who disappears when his company gets indicted on accounting fraud.
But he disappeared to protect her. And honestly, we shouldn't say anymore. Let's stop there.
Listen to the whole audiobook on Audible while driving in the car on road trips.
And you should too. As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog.
New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/tboy or text tboy to 500-500.
That's audible.com/tboy or text tboy to 500-500. Airbnb.
It's wedding season.
Yes, it is. What's going on, baby?
Alex and I just got invited to a beautiful venue for the wedding of a childhood buddy of mine.
Lovely. Can't wait to hear about
it. We got babysitters. We're all set to go.
And the first thing that you did, Jack?
Book a hotel for the wedding.
Okay, second thing that you did?
List my place as available that weekend on Airbnb.
Millions of people host on Airbnb, but millions more have never even thought about hosting.
Here's the thing. We've said it's great to make money while you sleep. Actually, Warren Buffett said that.
Well, when you're an Airbnb host, you make money while you sleep and while someone else sleeps.
That's why anytime I'm traveling, I immediately jump into Airbnb and set my house as available. It's that easy.
So Yetis, your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. This is Nick.
This is Jack.
It's Tuesday, T-Boy Tuesday, July 11th. And today's pod, this 7-Eleven pod, is the best one yet.
Get yourself the Slurpee and make that thing supersized.
Talk to me, Jack. We got to jumbo this thing or what, my friend?
I'm going
to
grab a couple bags of ice before I leave. Thanks.
Extra pump of butter. What do we got on the show? First story, what's on, Jack?
Prime Energy is an energy drink launched by two YouTube stars, and it's become the number one drink of teens.
But Prime Energy may face the same fate as Four Loko.
For our second story, Amazon Prime Day starts today, and it's expected to be the biggest one yet.
Because of the treat-yourself lifestyle.
And our third and final story is Threads. Facebook's Twitter copycat hit 100 million downloads faster than any app ever.
But here's the thing, Yetis. Threads' biggest weakness is actually Twitter's biggest strength.
Bingo.
Jumbo size that, Jack.
But Yetis, before we hit that wonderful mix.
Just a fantastic mix of stories for T-Boy Tuesday.
To all the math fans out there, happy Prime Number Day.
Pythagoras, you're going to get a big kiss today. It is Prime Number Day. Yetis, today's date, it is literally a prime number.
July 11th, 7-Eleven, both prime numbers.
Oh, Jack, let's not forget the year. What about the year, man?
Yeah, 23, that's a prime number too.
7 and 11 and 23, all the dates are a prime number today.
And just in case your algebra is rustier than our calculus, here's the definition of prime number.
Yetis, a prime number is any number that is only divisible by 1 and itself.
3 is a prime number.
59 is a prime number.
3,461 is a prime number.
Because it can only be divided by 1 and 3,461.
Nick, the luckiest number on Earth is prime.
It's the number 7.
The unluckiest number on Earth is also prime.
The number 13.
Even the most popular store in America is a prime number.
7-Eleven, 7 and 11, both of those are prime numbers.
We know what you're thinking. Infinity? Not a prime number.
And yet there are an infinite number of prime numbers.
That's right. Ask your math major, buddy. They'll show you a proof on a chalkboard somewhere.
Jack, George Costanza's favorite number. What is George Costanza's favorite number?
7.
Yeah, he's naming his son a prime number.
Unless someone else takes it first.
Get this, Yetis. Today's podcast, it also happens to be our prime number episode.
We're covering 3 stories that are all prime stories.
First, prime energy drink.
Second, Amazon Prime Day.
And third, Threads is in its prime.
Threads is already in its prime.
We kind of rounded up on that. In the meantime, Jack and I, we should get going on our prime number episode.
No calculators on this pod.
Jack, let's hit our 3 stories.
Show your work.
Which is also a prime number.
Carry the 1.
15 years before this song, 2 boys from the Northeast met in the dorm. They had an idea that caused a cultural storm. It's the best one yet, but the best is the norm. Jack, Nick, that's it. I don't even think they need to practice. 50%, that's a fat tip. T-Boy City on your at list. If you know, you know, cause we ready to go. We can't wait no more, so just start the show. Start the show.
For our first story, Prime, the influencer-launched energy drink, is about to get 4 locoed. It's about to get the 4 loco effect.
Because when your customers are minor, the problems can be major.
Jack, shall we jump into YouTube and sprinkle on a little context to this story?
Logan Paul, he's the YouTuber, podcaster, and boxer turned wrestler who never seems to be wearing a shirt.
This guy's got 26 million followers on Instagram and 26 million biceps.
This man is a literal walking brand.
Each of his abs is actually sponsored content. Like, each one is a billboard.
Here's the story, Yetis. Logan Paul and his former boxing rival, who's a fellow YouTuber named KSI, they launched a company together.
Yes, they did. That company was called Prime Hydration. And basically, the idea was to take on Gatorade, a legacy beverage.
That's a big target.
It is. So how did they kick things off, Jack?
With a big weapon. They had a Super Bowl commercial to launch their product, Prime Hydration Drink.
And it worked.
Sales of that hydration drink absolutely took off.
Jack, can we talk about the numbers here?
A 250 million sales in the first year of business.
They sold $250 million of this hydration drink, and they started sponsoring the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Legit.
FC Barcelona.
More legit.
Arsenal.
More legit.
Things were looking good for Prime Hydration.
But it's not the hydration drink that's making headlines today. It's Prime's energy drink.
The Prime energy drink. It's a can that has 200 milligrams of caffeine inside of it.
That's a lot of caffeine.
It's a lot of caffeine.
That's 6 Coca-Cola cans worth of caffeine in 1 12-ounce energy drink.
Yeah, did you drink this thing? It gets you from 0 to 60 in 12 ounces.
This thing also has electrolytes to help replace the sweat that you lost going nuts after pounding a can of Prime.
Because when you grab one of these cans, you don't drink the can, you consume the can.
If Nick ever took a Prime, he would explode.
I'm not physically allowed to, according to my doctor, Jack.
And this summer, Nick, the number one status symbol of kids in America, it's not the most popular toy or a pair of sneakers.
No, what is it, Jack?
It's a can of Prime energy drink.
Yeah, Prime energy is literally the must-have thing for kids this summer.
Now, that's actually what New York Senior Senator Chuck Schumer said yesterday, because he is party pooping big time on Prime.
Because Senator Schumer just asked the FDA to investigate this YouTube energy drink.
Chuck Schumer is concerned for the health risk to America's kids of Prime energy drink.
Specifically, he's concerned about the huge amount of caffeine that kids consume when they drink Prime energy drink. And Jack, we should sprinkle on more context here.
Yeah, when a kid drinks a can of Prime energy, he gets the same amount of caffeine as 2 Red Bulls.
Yes.
Or 3 coffees.
Yeah.
Or 6 Coca-Colas.
And here's the thing. When you buy Prime, you're probably buying a 6-pack of it.
Now, in Prime's defense, they put right there on the can, this drink is for people 18 and older.
The lawyer signed off on this. They should be safe. They're suggesting you only buy this if you're over the age of 18.
But Yetis, come on. Putting 18 or over doesn't keep kids away. It makes kids want it more.
It's one of the fundamental rules of marketing. If you make yourself ungettable, you will be wanted to be get.
Now, unfortunately for Logan Paul, the timing of this potential federal investigation could not be worse.
This is rough timing, because where was Logan Paul when the news of this potential federal investigation began, Jack?
He was celebrating getting engaged. He proposed to his girlfriend the day before news of this investigation.
He got down on one knee and he's getting a federal investigation.
Congratulations. Sorry about the bad news.
So, Jack, what's the takeaway for all our buddies over at Prime Energy Drink?
Minor customers can bring major concerns.
So, Yetis, Jack and I were looking back on our business history, and we noticed this isn't the first time we've seen an insane concoction in a can go viral with underage kids with the same effect.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
I'm thinking what you're thinking, Jack.
Four Loko.
Yeah, talk to me. What's going on with Four Loko?
Four Loko was insane. This was a 24-ounce can you could buy at a gas station that included the alcohol of 6 Bud Lights worth.
It included the caffeine of 1.5 Red Bulls.
In the same can, which was only like $3 to buy.
Four Loko didn't get brought to a party. Four Loko was the party.
And the party might have ended badly because there was too much Four Loko.
Yeah, there was enough stuff in Four Loko to kill a Red Bull.
That's why Four Loko was forced to remove either the caffeine or the alcohol. They decided to remove the caffeine.
And Four Loko, they're not the only one with this exact situation.
Juul, remember Juul? Their vapes were a good idea as an alternative for adult smokers.
But just like Four Loko, they had the same problem with the marketing.
The flashy packaging, the fruity flavors, and the party messaging went after kids, not adults.
So we've noticed a trend here. If your adult product goes viral with minors, you could face some major problems.
First Four Loko, then Juul, now Prime Energy.
Same packaging, same problems. For our second story, Amazon Prime Day. It starts today, but it's not the only one.
Because we're all living in the little treat lifestyle.
Jack, we talk about Prime. Let's jump back into the history books over here, man.
Amazon Prime Day. It was invented in 2015 to juice sales during the summer sales slowdown.
They had a very strategic plan, and here's what it was. Amazon noticed that midsummer, it's hot, you're relaxing, you're not splurging on Christmas gifts right now.
So Amazon created a fake holiday to get you to spend, to unlock that money that's in the bank.
Because if you're not spending on all their holidays, you kind of need a new holiday to be spending on right now.
Nothing more exciting than a made-up holiday.
A Festivus for the rest of us.
Here's the news. This year's Prime Day starts today and lasts through tomorrow. It's expected to be the biggest sales yet for Prime Day.
$8 billion in sales. Jack, did you know that 78% of American workers are actually doing Prime Day instead of working right now on their computers?
Oh, they're scrolling? Yeah.
Actually, I made that up, but it's probably pretty close to that.
Thank you for disclosing.
Jack, can we sprinkle on a little context to this $8 billion number?
Amazon is going to sell more product in these 2 days than Chipotle does all year.
We repeat, you can add as much extra guac as you'd like. Chipotle is going to make less money this year than Amazon brings in today and tomorrow.
Now, I'm no grandmaster. But in chess, when you're facing a stronger opponent and that opponent makes a first move, all you try to do is match their move.
Yeah, if you're playing chess and you're playing someone better than you, you just got to do what they do. You just got to try to keep up.
And that's what retail is doing in response to Amazon right now.
Because guess what, Yetis? We're not only in the middle of Amazon Prime Day, are we, Jack?
It's also Walmart Plus Week right now.
It's also Target Circle Week right now.
Right now is the middle of Best Buy's confusingly named Black Friday in July sales event.
Discount Palooza in the middle of July. Macy's, Nordstrom, Wayfair, Sur La Table, all of them, they got 50% off deals too.
Prime Day is like Kleenex. It used to be specific to one company, Amazon, but now it's an industry-wide retail thing.
Jack, what do I got to do to get you into this 2-for-1 air fryer deal?
Checkmate.
I love what you did there. So, Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Amazon?
We're all living the little treat lifestyle right now.
The little treat lifestyle. That's not just a TikTok trend. Yetis, that's becoming an economic principle. You can't afford big things because of inflation, and that is frustrating.
So you buy little treats for yourself that you can afford that brings you some happiness.
So there's a financial element here because you can actually afford these things.
But there's a mental health idea here too, because spending can be like self-care.
Exactly, Jack. You can't afford a new car, so maybe I'll treat myself to a double-digit latte instead.
That's the little treat lifestyle.
And this year, Amazon's Prime Day is expected to set another record.
Because in this economy, everyone is craving a little treat. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Eddie's, how good is the feeling of finally getting something off your chest?
You've been wanting to say it. You've been waiting to say it.
But you bottled it up.
In Waspy, Vermont, where I grew up, we didn't talk much about our problems. We were encouraged to keep them to yourself.
Eddie's, bottling up your feelings is just horrible for you because eventually it blows up with an outburst. And then while it's stewing, it makes your whole stomach feel terrible.
We encourage you to get it off your chest. And the perfect place to do that is therapy.
You will not believe how good it feels to say something that has been left unsaid, and you can practice with a therapist and then end up telling your loved ones the best way possible later on.
You don't have to tell them, but you could. It's 100% up to you. Oh, and by the way, what you tell your therapist remains completely confidential.
So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Get it off your chest with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/T-Boy today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/T-Boy.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
For our third and final story, Instagram Threads has become the fastest app ever to pass 100 million downloads. Instagram Threads is in its prime.
Yes, it is. But Threads' biggest weakness is Twitter's biggest strength.
To kick off the story, Yetis, Jack and I, we whipped out the whiteboard. We got a little trivia for you.
How long did it take the most popular apps of this world to reach the milestone of 100 million downloads?
100 million downloads. Here are the numbers. Here they are. Uber took 5 years to hit 100 million downloads.
Instagram took only 2.5 years.
TikTok took only 9 months.
But Nick, what was the record that was set earlier this year that crushed those other records?
The fastest company ever to hit 100 million downloads is ChatGPT.
It reached it in just 2 months after launching in November.
But get this news.
Threads shattered ChatGPT's record.
Because Threads hit 100 million users in just 5 days.
Yeah, so Uber took 5 years to reach 100 million. Threads took 5 days.
But Jack, can we sprinkle on a little context to these epic numbers, man?
Yeah, Threads got to 100 million users in 5 days. Twitter took 17 years to get where they are today, and they have 260 million users.
These two apps are in the same ballpark in terms of the number of users. One took 5 days, one took 17 years.
Now, the next question you should be asking yourself is, where are those users coming from?
Right, because the question we want to know is, Threads bringing new people into text-based social media, or is Threads stealing existing users from Twitter?
Well, so far, it looks like they're stealing users from Twitter.
Yeah, because like as Threads has been growing, Twitter has been dropping.
Elon has been pretty mad the past week, and he hasn't shared numbers about Twitter yet.
But we did notice that the website tracking company Cloudflare did share numbers on Twitter's usage lately.
And those numbers suggest Twitter traffic is tanking since last week when Threads launched.
Tanking is the literal word that the head of Cloudflare used to describe Twitter's usage right now.
And Elon is so mad about it, he didn't just threaten a lawsuit against Meta for allegedly taking Twitter employees.
Although he did threaten a lawsuit for this stage five zucking.
He's also ratcheting up the insults to Zuck on Twitter with profane tweets, and he challenged Zuck to another juvenile machismo contest.
Funny thing, Yetis, Jack and I have a chart in our recording studios, and we noticed that the angrier Elon gets, the younger he sounds in his tweets.
I think we're at adolescence at this point. So far, the data suggests it's a zero-sum game in text-based social media.
It's a zero-zuck game. Tweeters are turning into threaders.
But there's one key difference about Threads nobody's talking about so far.
And that one key difference could save Twitter. And it's our takeaway. So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Twitter?
Threads' biggest weakness is Twitter's biggest strength.
Yetis, let's talk about Adam Mosseri. He's Zuck's deputy who is responsible for launching Threads.
And he just admitted that he doesn't want Threads to be a place where news breaks or where politics is discussed.
The way Meta sees it, news is just too divisive. It brings too much scrutiny, and it could result in Zuck getting trucked off to Congress again.
So unlike previous Meta apps, Threads will not welcome posts about news.
Well, the way Jack and I see it, that's actually a key advantage for Twitter.
Because breaking news in real time is what Twitter does best.
According to Twitter, 83% of tweeters use Twitter mainly because of news.
So for most Twitter users, Threads isn't really going to work for them because there's no news.
So add it all up and Threads is stealing Twitter's users, but it won't do what Twitter does best. Jack, can you whip up the takeaways for our Prime Number podcast?
Prime Energy Drink has achieved viral sales among teens, so it could get Four Loko'd.
When you got minor customers, the problems can be major.
For our second story, Amazon Prime Day is now a retail-wide made-up spending holiday, just like Black Friday and Cyber Monday.
And it's expected to set a new record because we're all living for the little treat lifestyle.
And our third and final story is Threads. It's already in its prime. After 5 days, it's hit 100 million downloads.
Threads' biggest weakness is actually Twitter's biggest strength. Now time for the best fact yet. This one whipped up by Jack and me because we went deep on the prime number stuff.
The most famous prime numbers are 7 and 11.
7 and 11. 7-Eleven for the convenience store, 7-Eleven.
But why did 7-Eleven call itself 7-Eleven?
Where did 7-Eleven get the number 7 and the number 11 from in their name?
It's not because the founders were primophiles.
Although Jack and I have now since become primophiles while researching this story.
They named it 7-Eleven as a marketing strategy.
They used the number 7-Eleven, the name 7-Eleven, to communicate when they were actually open.
7 days a week, 11 months a year. No, that's not true.
There was a little room for confusion.
7 a.m. to 11 p.m.
7 days a week.
7 to 11, 7-Eleven.
Yetis, if you have the best fact yet, it could be a prime number. It could be a normal, regular number, too. We'd love to get it on the podcast. And how do you do that, Jack?
Go to tboypod.com. We got a tab that says shoutouts.
Yetis, fill out a form on tboypod.com. Send us your voice. We'll get your voicemail on the pod.
Nick and I, we'll see you tomorrow.
Can't wait. And before we go, congratulations to Yeti's Natalia and Bruce, who are having a baby in Kissimmee, Florida, and they don't know the gender. It's a surprise gender baby.
But this baby does kick every time our pod jingle comes on.
Well, everyone knows if it's a boy or a girl then, Jack. And then Kupenda Mike Wangu, which means I love you, my wife, in Swahili, to Krista Penza, who's just returning from her honeymoon.
Congratulations to Lainey Pelfini, who just got a new job at a winery up in Napa.
And a happy birthday to Susan B., who's been riding a Peloton and owning Peloton stock for 243 straight days.
And happy birthday to Ken Shaner, the king of healthcare in Mechanicsville, Virginia.
And happy birthday to Kristen Shanks down in lovely San Antonio.
And happy birthday to Rebecca the Gonzaga Bulldog Reed, who's celebrating down in San Jose.
And a happy birthday to Isabella Avalos, turning 2 in Palmdale, California.
And to anyone else who's celebrating something today, make it a T-boy.
Celebrate the wins.
This is Jack. I own stock of Amazon, and Nick and I both own stock of Chipotle and Peloton.
Hey, what's up the pod, son? How you doing?
Nick.
Stuffy microphone.
Can you say
doing,
Nick?
Man?
Hey, Nick, you hear that,
go.
Nick?
Yeah. You stuck the landing.
Can you say it again? Nick?
Nick.
Give me a, this is Nick. This is Jack.
This is Walter.
Can you say Podfather?
Podfather.
Oh, that was good. That was good.
Good job,
son.
If you like the best one yet, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
And before you go, tell us a little bit about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
We want to get to know you.
Save on Cox Internet when you add Cox Mobile and get fiber-powered internet at home and unbeatable 5G reliability on the go. So whether you're playing a game at home,
yes, goal,
or attending one live,
goal!
You can do more without spending more. Learn how to save at cox.com/internet. Cox Internet is connected to the premises via coaxial cable. Cox Mobile runs on the network with unbeatable 5G reliability as measured by Ookla LLC in the U.S. 2H 2023. Results may vary, not an endorsement. Other restrictions apply.